With a close first quarter came a huge deficit throughout the rest of the game as the Cougars were able to beat the West Harrison Hawkeyes 80-35. Cam went on a huge 21-point run in the second quarter, which only increased in the second half with a 29-point third quarter. Head coach Joe Wollum saw the big jump in that second quarter and doesn't want things to just stop now, but rather continue on to next week.
Yeah, I thought the first minute and a half of the second quarter, we finally played like we thought we were capable of playing. We had a great burst there. I don't know what it was, quick 9-10-0 run to open the gates there in the second quarter. And we've talked about that with the girls. We need to see that more often and for longer periods of time. We need to be able to sustain that level of play. So that's our goal going forward.
The high school version of Caitlin Clark, Eva Stephenson, hit 1,000 career points tonight. The senior had 35 points in the game, including 19 points in the second half. Just about every shot that came out of her hands was going through the iron.
You know what? 35 points put her at exactly 1,000, so we hit a milestone tonight for her. You know, very proud of her, and it's a huge accomplishment for her. Took a second there, called timeout, celebrated there towards the end, it's nice to always get that done in front of your home crowd.
Right.
A few other players who looked great tonight for Cam were Meredith Rich with 16 points, while Kieran Nichols knocked in 11, and Carly Dennis put down 9. These girls are playing up to their expectations and playing fun, good basketball.
Meredith Rich has been playing fantastic defense for us all year, so always want to start there. And, you know, she's shooting the ball better and better every game. You know, I think she had 15 or 16 tonight. Kieran Nichols, another girl, I think she had 15 again tonight. She's right there scoring. I think we're with those three, I think any of them have a chance to score 20 plus every night.
Right.
Okay, so we just need to be a little bit more consistent in those three spots, those three scores for us. And then you get the other girls to come in and chip in. Carly Dennis had a big night tonight. I think she had 9. Ireland Gundy off the bench I thought was great tonight. Hit a big 3 for us and did some good stuff too. So keep getting contributions from our freshman class as well too. So just want to spread the wealth and get a bunch of girls playing their best basketball as soon as we can.
For West Harrison, Macklin Houston was able to knock in 22 of West Harrison's 35 points on the night. She moved quickly up and down the court, while also keeping the Cougars on their toes with her stout defense.
McLean's a heck of a player, and we threw a depth of people at her. Started with Meredith, went to Kira, went to Eva, back to Meredith. So we kept throwing a lot of different looks at her. And last year in the game, I think she had 26 or 28 at halftime against us. We really wanted to focus on her and shut her down. I thought we did a much better job tonight.
Cam will be preparing to take on Boyer Valley in the meantime, while the junior varsity team will prepare to go this Monday.
Monday we have a JV game as well, so we're gonna, varsity girls will stay home and get up a lot of shots, work on our man offense as we prepare for Boyer Valley on Tuesday.
The Cougars will take on Boyer Valley this Tuesday on the road at 6 p.m. I'm Zach Collins reporting.